It's 8:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado will have a clearer picture of its budget situation when state economists release their forecast tomorrow. CPR's Banta Berkland has more.
The economic forecast will allow state lawmakers to begin finalizing the annual budget bill. A few months ago, Colorado had extra money to spend, but now there will be a shortfall that could be as high as $4 billion because of COVID-19. The legislature comes back to the state capitol at the end of May to deliberate these deep cuts to various programs, from education to health care and tourism. The powerful Joint Budget Committee will continue to make recommendations this week. I'm Banta Berkland, CPR News.
Members of Colorado's congressional delegation are showing where their priorities lie through bills they've introduced and letters they've sent pushing for changes. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports the list is long.
Senator Michael Bennett and Representative Jason Crow want a health force. Representative Joe Neguse is pushing to protect the Postal Service. Senator Cory Gardner wants nonprofits to get more help, while Representative Scott Tipton is pushing for an end to U.S. reliance on China for pharmaceuticals. These are just some of the ideas, this last week alone, coming from the delegation. They join new measures to help the nation further address COVID-19, from direct aid for rural communities to stopping price gouging on goods. The House is expected to unveil its latest recovery bill in the coming days. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Three more major airlines at Denver International Airport will require passengers to wear masks starting today. Here's CPR's Corey Jones.
American, Southwest, and Alaska Airlines are the latest to require masks on flights out of DIA. JetBlue, United, Delta, and Frontier already have similar rules in place. The airport itself now also requires all passengers, employees, and other visitors to cover their faces. TSA says travelers should be prepared to adjust their masks during security screenings to confirm their identities. Last week, DIA averaged 541 flights a day. That's more than 1,100 fewer than a year ago. Right now, DIA has no international flights scheduled this month. I'm Corey Jones, CPR News.
Colorado has new rules for elections during the pandemic. Following state health department guidelines, they include the process for handling ballots and the use of personal protective gear. They take effect for the state primary June 30th.